it's certainly worth spending a little bit of time learning about these mitzvahs. Do not stray after the desires of your heart and eyes, which have led you to immorality. So, on a very simple level, lo sasuru, do not stray, guards us from avirus in a sense. But the Sefer Chinuch takes it further and explains a deeper rationale for the prohibition. Fundamental principle in Torah thought is that thought gives birth to our experience and ultimately to our behavior. Therefore, a person who's engulfed in sinful thoughts or wanton thoughts is very likely going to come to do those sins themselves. Because actions are functions of mindsets. And therefore, the Torah reveals to us something very profound about human nature. The Torah assumes that people want to be good and they don't want to sin. Yet at the same time, it's natural to think about avirus, which in and of itself might not be considered sinning. However, the Torah says like this, know this about yourself. If you allow your mind to dwell on sinful thoughts, you'll inevitably be led to sin. If you truly don't want to sin, you've got to catch yourself at the onset of the process and avoid thinking about it altogether. Now, it might not be possible to avoid the initial thought. We're being bombarded with messages of stimuli the whole time. Our minds are constantly flicking from one idea to the next. So it's not necessarily about the initial thought, but it certainly is about deciding and making the conscious decision to prolong that thought, to dwell on that thought. In general, mitzvos lo sa'aseh, negative commandments, are fulfilled by avoiding the temptation when it occurs. In fact, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says in Kedoshim Tiyu that when a person does not do an avirah, when they're presented with the opportunity of doing so, they add kedusha, they add holiness to themselves. Now, the temptation to break Shabbos might only be on Shabbos. The temptation to speak lashon hara might only be if I'm in a situation with a certain person. Temptation to eat treif might only be if I'm walking past a non-kosher restaurant. A constant prohibition means that the temptation is constant. And therefore, lo sasurach levavchem achrei neichem is one of the six constant mitzvahs, which means these battles win. So how do we counteract it? We counteract it by deciding what we want to fill our headspace with. If we choose to fill our headspace with Torah, with Emunah, with love of Hashem, with fear of Hashem, then we'll be okay. Because these are the tools that Hashem put at our disposal to create a positive mind space, a positive headspace that ultimately will lead to mitzvahs. And this is what Chazal mean when they say mitzvah gereres mitzvah and avira gereres avira. That the six constant mitzvahs, knowing Hashem, loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, appreciating Hashem as one, attitudes and mindsets, the mitzvahs in and of themselves, but the amazing thing about them is they lead to other mitzvahs. So we need to make that choice. What's going to occupy our headspace? Is it going to be thoughts of aviras or thoughts of mitzvahs? And as much as we can make that switch to think about mitzvahs, then that will lead to positive actions. And that's what the mitzvah of lo sasuru is telling us to do.